Really, deep down inside, we're all cats, right?
General Sterling Fry.
Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset.
But you're a cat.
A Cheshire cat.
I'm a cat. You're a mouse. You should be living in a hole.
Well, you're a cat whisperer, and I'm pretty sure I'm still a cat.
Very good.
Oh, it's an all-cat movie montage at the top of our Friday movie segment. Hi, Obi. My cat, are you listening at home? Probably not. It's Friday. Rafer Guzman is here with from Newsday, our movie critic. Hi, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
Say hi to Obi, would you?
Hi, Obi.
He's not listening. Don't worry about it. We got two movies, Rafer. We're going to talk about Justice League with all of your superhero friends, and also Wonder, which is a new film out from director Stephen Chbosky. I got a little trivia for you, if you like. Let's not answer now, but I'll give you this one. You got to get this one. We're talking about Justice League. Rafer, I'll put it to you very simply. Who is Superman's father? Take that one.
Think about it.
I think you're nodding. You might know this one. Let's talk about Justice League. Now, look, this is Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Cyborg, and don't forget the Flash, right? Together again.
That's right.
Here's a clip.
He's a Batman. So you're fast.
That feels like an oversimplification.
I'm putting together a team. People with special abilities. You see, I believe enemies are coming.
Stop right there. I'm in.
You are?
Yeah, I need friends.
This is Justice League. There was a time when we called them the Super Friends, Rafer. How's this one?
That's right. The old Hanna-Barbera days, I think that was, Tom.
Yeah.
I think you can hear in that clip an attempt to go for the kind of serious slash funny tone that the Marvel movies, I think, do so well. DC is always, I think, trying to get on that kind of bandwagon, and it just doesn't work this time. That was Ezra Miller as The Flash, Ben Affleck as Batman, of course. I don't know. Something about the DC universe to me that just has not come to life on screen. And after Wonder Woman, which was such a great, funny, smart, fresh movie, it's such a disappointment to see her sort of thrown into this mix with all these other superheroes. She gets really sidelined. Nobody's that fun. The new characters aren't that interesting. And I'm sorry to say it, Justice League just seemed like one more DC movie to me. Not a lot of fun, not very entertaining.
And especially on the heels of the success of Wonder Woman and Gal Gadot, that's a disappointment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the last one, Batman versus Superman, was a big moneymaker. This one might be too.
Let's talk about Wonder, which is a new film, as I said, from director Stephen Chbosky. A story about a young man with some facial differences. People might call them deformities. Listen.
Two rules. First, only raise your hand once a class, no matter how many answers you know, except for science. Crush the wall.
Check.
Second, you're going to feel like you're all alone, Augie, but you're not.
I hear Owen Wilson there.
That's right, playing the parent of Augie Pullman, and that's Jacob Tremblay from Room, who plays Augie. Mm. And as you said, he's got facial differences. It's not specified in the film or in the book on which the film is based, but I think it's supposed to be, or people think it's Treacher-Collins syndrome, which results in a very particular kind of alteration of the face. And he has to attend his first middle school. He's been homeschooled all his life. Now he's in fifth grade, and he's going out to face the real world. And I was a big fan of the book. I loved the book. I think the movie is a really great, sensitive adaptation of the book. Jacob Tremblay, of course, is just a natural-born heart-tugger. Julia Roberts plays the mother. Great cast. I really like the message of this film, which is it doesn't really cost that much to sort of make a little room for someone who's different. It doesn't really cost that much to be tolerant, be kind, and accept someone for who they are. And I know that's a corny thing to say, but it seems like a message worth hearing at this particular moment in time. And I think the movie is really good. It works really well.
That's Wonder. Rafer, let's get back to trivia before I let you go. Justice League, I asked you, who is Superman's father?
I'm assuming Jor-El.
He knows who the father of Superman is. Jor-El. J-O-R hyphen... Yeah.
Thanks, John Hodgman. You got it, Rafer.
Thanks,
Rafer Guzman, Newsday.